Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word.
One of the men who animated the classic Disney movie Pinocchio will be honored tomorrow at the White House. Legendary animator Ollie Johnston will receive the National Medal of Arts. Animation critic Charles Solomon has this appreciation.
Finally, after two decades of medal giving, the National Endowment for the Arts is recognizing one of the best-known and best-loved artists in the history of animation. Ollie Johnston, who just celebrated his 93rd birthday, is the last of the legendary animators known as the Nine Old Men. Walt Disney assembled this group of artists in the 1930s, and he relied on Ollie and the other old men to prove that animation could do more than slapstick cartoons, that it was a real and exciting art form. Ollie offered his thoughts about that in Ted Thomas's 1995 documentary, Frank and Ollie.
First thing you try to do is communicate what your character is feeling, what they're thinking. If you're trying to make a point that would educate people, why? You still have to do it in the most entertaining way.
Ollie came to the Disney studio in 1934 and stayed more than four decades, frequently collaborating with fellow animator Frank Thomas. Some highlights of Ollie's career include Pinocchio, Bambi, and Snow White. In bringing his characters to life, Ollie often acted them out first, as he did for King John in Robin Hood.
Another hiss out of you, hiss, and you are walking to Nottingham.
One more hiss out of you, hiss, and you are walking to Nottingham.
Actor Peter Ustinov voiced King John in the movie. Ollie helped set the standard for Disney, and he personally trained many of the best contemporary animators. Glenn Keane, whose work includes Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, and Tarzan, recalls that Ollie was a patient and inspiring mentor.
My typical position would be to stand behind Ollie over his shoulder and look as he would place my drawings down. It's this weird thing that happens that no matter how good you think your drawings are when you have it on your own desk, when Ollie would put it on his desk, and suddenly looking over his shoulder, it was like, no, give it back, no, I can do better than that.
Ollie's characters are distinguished by their warmth and sincerity. They're not just drawings, they're alive. And, as Ollie explains, animators face a unique challenge.
The worst thing about starting a new scene is that you have to start with a blank piece of paper. It's not like live action, for instance, where you have old Robert Redford and Meryl Streep or something. You've got something that's a known quantity, but we start with nothing.
John Lasseter, the Oscar-winning director of the Toy Story movies, says that's what made Ollie's characters so special.
The one thing I remember Ollie always told me, make the audience sit there and feel like this character is living, it's thinking, it's breathing, it's feeling things. It's not that you're telling the audience, you should feel this way. The audience discovers it themselves.
It's sad that the other members of the Nine Old Men didn't live to share the National Medal. Ollie will undoubtedly recall them when he's in the Oval Office. He'll remember how Walt Disney led them all to create some of the most memorable achievements in the history of American cinema. Films that are now enjoying a third generation of viewers. Congratulations, Ollie. For NPR News, I'm Charles Solomon.